Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DJ-friendly intro shape for an old-school jungle or early DNB track inside Ableton Live 12, with a strong focus on FX-driven arrangement. And just to be clear, this is not about making a giant cinematic build-up. That would miss the point. We want an intro that feels like a proper vinyl-era jungle record. A little mysterious, a little raw, very mixable, and slowly revealing the tune's personality bar by bar. The goal here is to make the intro do three jobs at once. First, it has to be useful for DJs, so it needs a steady phrase structure and enough space to beatmatch. Second, it needs energy management, meaning tension should rise without the section becoming overcrowded. And third, it has to reveal the identity of the track and stages, so the listener gets hints of the break, the bass tone, and the atmosphere before the drop fully lands. A really strong jungle intro feels functional and musical at the same time. It gives the DJ a runway, but it also sounds like a deliberate production statement. That's the sweet spot. So here's the plan. We're going to build a 32-bar intro that starts sparse and opens up gradually into the main drop. By the end, we want atmosphere, chopped break fragments, a bass teaser, transition effects, and a clean 8-bar and 16-bar phrase structure that makes the whole thing easy to mix. Let's start with the arrangement. In arrangement view, decide your intro length first. For this style, 32 bars is a really solid default, because it gives you enough room to develop tension without rushing the reveal. If you're working on something more aggressive or stripped back, 16 bars can work too, but 32 bars gives you that classic DJ utility. Place your locator so the structure is super clear. Mark bar 1 as the intro start, bar 9 as the first lift, bar 17 as the groove reveal, bar 25 as the pre-drop build, and bar 33 as the drop. This kind of 8-bar symmetry matters a lot in jungle and DNB because DJs rely on predictable phrasing. When the arrangement changes in clean blocks, it feels easier to mix and easier to remember. Now keep your session organized. Set up a simple palette with one atmosphere track, one break track, one bass teaser track, and one FX return or FX bus. If you're layering break processing, a drum bus is useful too. Use colors and grouping early. It saves a lot of time, and it helps you think like an arranger instead of just stacking sounds. Now let's build the atmosphere bid. This layer should be more than a pad, but less than a lead. Think texture, not melody. You could use wave eatable with a soft saw and sine blend, analog with the tuned oscillators, sampler or simpler with a resampled ambience, or even a recorded noise floor, room tone, vinyl crackle, or field recording. Put auto filter after the source. A low pass filter is usually the move here. Set the cutoff somewhere roughly between 200 Hz and 1.5 kHz, depending on how bright the source is. Keep resonance modest, maybe around 5 to 20%, and add just a little drive if you want some grit. For space, use hybrid reverb or reverb on a return track rather than slamming reverb directly on the source. That gives you more control. Aim for a decay somewhere around 2.5 to 6 seconds, with a short pre-delay, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds. Keep the dry source fairly controlled and send it into the return instead. Why does this work so well in jungle? Because the atmosphere gives the listener a tonal world before the drums hit hard. That contrast is important. When the break arrives, it feels bigger because the intro has already established a space around it. Now give that bed some movement, but keep it subtle. Slowly automate the filter cutoff over 8 bars. You can also add auto pan to make noise drift gently left and right. And if your texture has low-end content, use utility to narrow the width, below around 120 Hz so the low stuff stays centered and disciplined. Next, bring in the break, but don't make the mistake of throwing in a full loop too early. Old-school jungle intros usually work better when the break is revealed in pieces. If you're using Audito, slice the break at transients and rearrange small hits and ghost notes. Leave space before the full repetition. If you're using simpler, slice mode is perfect for this. You can build rhythmic fragments from one break sample and sequence them as half-bar or one-bar phrases. A good structure is this. Bars 1 to 8, no full kick snare cycle, just filtered hats or a chopped ghost hit. Bars 9 to 16, introduce the snare pattern. Bars 17 to 24, bring in the full break energy or a second layer. Bars 25 to 32, add fills and a pre-draw push. To give the break that proper old-school body, process it lightly with drum bus and saturator. A bit of drive, maybe 5 to 20% on drum bus, can really help. Crunch can add bite, but use it carefully. Boom should be controlled, because too much of it will cloud the low end. On saturator, Soft clip can help glue things together, with drive around 2 to 6 dB depending on how hard you want it to hit. Use a Q8 before or after saturation to clean up the break. High pass anything unnecessary below 30 to 50 Hz. If the loop gets muddy, a gentle cut around 200 to 400 Hz often helps. And if the hats or snares get brittle, tame the 6 to 10 kHz area only if you really need to. The goal is punch with character, not flattened out polish. And one really important thing here, let the break stay slightly imperfect. A little swing, a little transient variation, a little grit, that's part of the jungle feel. If everything is too grid perfect, the whole intro starts sounding modern in the wrong way. Now let's add some micro motion. The difference between a basic loop and a proper DNB intro is often in the tiny edits. Add ghost hits, pickup notes, or short fill phrases to create forward motion. For MIDI drums, keep ghost notes around velocity 20 to 55, with main hits around 90 to 120. Use shorter note lengths for tighter hats and percussion. You can place a light ghost snare before the main backbeat, or a hat pickup in the last 8th note or 16th note, before a phrase change. You can also mute one drum element for a bar to create tension. Another good move is a reverse snare or a reversed break slice before a transition. If you're editing audio, use clip gain and volume automation to shape accents instead of immediately reaching for heavy compression. The break should still breathe. If needed, put glue compressor on the break bus, but keep it modest. A slower attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds helps the transient punch get through, and the release can be set to auto or a short release like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. The point is to glue the loop, not squash it. Now for the bass teaser. In a DJ-friendly intro, don't reveal the full bass line right away. Tease it. Give the listener a hint of the movement or the tone, but hold back the full statement until the drop. A good workflow is to build the bass with wavy-dable, operator, or analog, and play only the first half of the motif. Then automate a low-pass filter so it opens a little by bar 17 or bar 25. Keep the sub restrained until the drop arrives. A useful starting point is to keep the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 600 Hz early in the intro, with low resonance. Add a little saturation, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, so the harmonics read on smaller systems, and use utility to mono the bass below 120 Hz. If you're making a reese, keep the movement subtle at this stage. Let the upper harmonics speak, but keep the sub almost silent or filtered down. You can also do a call and response shape, where a short bass stab appears on one bar, then a bar of silence or atmosphere follows, then another hit. That spacing helps the intro breathe and gives a DJ room to work with the mix. Now we bring in the FX. This is where the intro really starts to feel alive. Use Ableton stock FX to support the phrase changes without cluttering the mix. A return track with echo, reverb, auto filter, maybe beat repeat, and even frequency shifter or grain delay can give you a lot of mileage. For example, try an echo throw on a snare at the end of bar 8 or bar 16. Use a time setting like quarter note or dotted eighth, with feedback around 15 to 35%, and filter the repeats so they don't compete with the low end. You can also send a single break hit into reverb before a transition, then pull the send back down right after. That kind of short throw is super effective in this style. For riser type movement, automate an auto filter on noise from around 300 Hz up to 12 kHz over 1 to 4 bars. Frequency shifter can add a subtle eerie tone if you keep it tiny. And beat repeat is best used as a fill tool, not a constant effect. One bar or half a bar is usually enough. The big idea here is that FX should act like punctuation. In jungle and darker DNB, they're not just decoration. They're part of the arrangement language. A really effective old-school move is a reverse crash into a snare fill at bar 31, then let the drop hit on bar 33 with no wasted space. Now we shape the energy with automation. The intro should feel like a climb, but not a frantic one. Don't automate everything at once. Choose 3 to 5 key controls and move them with intention. Great targets are filter cutoff on the atmosphere, reverb send on the break, bass filter opening, drum boss saturation, and width on the ambience layer. A nice progression is this. Bars 1 to 8, narrow, dark, filtered. Bars 9 to 16, a little brighter with more break detail. Bars 17 to 24, the bass harmonics increase and the transient energy gets stronger. Bars 25 to 32, tension peaks, then the final moment gives just enough release into the drop. You can also automate utility to slightly reduce width during the intro, then let the upper layers widen before the drop. Just keep the true low and centered and solid. That's important for club translation and for keeping the intro mixable. And always think about the DJ context. If the intro is packed with sudden automation spikes or huge movement every couple of beats, it becomes harder to mix. We want clarity, not chaos. Before you call it done, check the low-end discipline and the mix balance. This is where a lot of intros fall apart. Atmosphere, break layers, bass hints, and effects can pile up fast. Use utility to mono the sub and low layers. Use EQA to high-pass non-bass effects. Balance the break against the atmos. And make sure no reverb tail or riser is masking the snare crack. If a layer is fighting the groove, remove it instead of compressing harder. In this style, subtraction usually fixes the problem faster than more processing. The intro should feel dark and controlled, not overbright and overhyped. A quick visual with spectrum can help, but trust your ears first. If the intro leaves headroom for the drop and the kick and snare still read clearly through the effects, you're in good shape. Let me leave you with a few pro-level ideas.